news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Biden-Harris transition train is rolling right along, despite the Trump administration's refusal to accept reality. Team Biden had someone on every one of the Sunday shows, while the Trump administration didn't even make one representative available. It appears as if they've given up, but they haven't. They just won't take any questions from the press. Joe Biden is expected to begin naming his cabinet appointments as soon as Tuesday, while some names have already been floated. Bloomberg and CNN reporting that Anthony Blinken is ready to be nominated as Secretary of State. Blinken may be an unfamiliar name, but he served in the Obama administration as Deputy Secretary of State and Principal Deputy National Security Advisor. He was also National Security Advisor to then Vice President Joe Biden. Biden also reportedly plans to name former Hillary Clinton aide Jake Sullivan as National Security Advisor and Linda Thomas Greenfield, a former career Foreign Service officer and African-American woman, as ambassador to the United Nations. Biden is expected to announce his choice for Treasury Secretary Tuesday. Meanwhile, the crazy is on full display in Trump world, though Newsmax TV seems to have supplanted Fox Not News as the alternate reality's home. Former Fox anchor Rob Schmidt and disgraced former political pundit Mark Halperin gave a platform unchallenged to Trump lawyer Sidney Powell, who proceeded to make all sorts of crazy, unhinged, and unbelievable claims about a global conspiracy to steal the election from Trump. Then on Sunday night, Rudolph Giuliani and Jenna Ellis fired her by way of a statement that said she is not on the Trump legal team. Okay. Over at CNN, by the way, Andrew Kaczynski of K-Files tweeted this for clarification. The Trump campaign lawyer, who said Governor Brian Kemp was bribed by a Venezuelan front company in cahoots with the CIA to throw elections to communists, was released. The lawyer who said Frank Luntz had a micro penis is still on the team. Alrighty then. Moving along to the pandemic, hospitalizations in the U.S. due to COVID-19 rose to an all-time high for 12 consecutive days, that number hitting 83,227 over the weekend. Daily new infection numbers are truly alarming, with the seven-day average of new cases reaching 169,217 on Saturday. The CDC and other health experts continue to advise Americans against traveling for Thanksgiving or attending holiday gatherings as the fall wave intensified. But at least there's some encouragement on the vaccination front. The first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as 24 hours after the FDA grants emergency use approval. The FDA and outside advisors will meet on December 10th to approve the vaccine candidate developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Then it's up to each state to decide who will receive the doses first, with healthcare workers, frontline workers, and the elderly recommended to get priority. A second encouraging vaccine from Moderna is also expected to file for emergency use approval in the next few days. And now, a third vaccine is entering the picture. Drug maker AstraZeneca has been working with Oxford University on another vaccine. And on Monday, they announced their early results, showing it's up to 90% effective, while they claim it's also cheaper and easier to maintain. And more good news. A win for the First Amendment. It's about time. A federal district court in Washington on Friday granted a preliminary injunction prohibiting the guy Trump installed at the Voice of America from transforming the network into a global American propaganda outlet at Trump's behest. The court ruled that officials from the U.S. Agency for Global Media, including its newly minted head, Michael Pack, are prohibited from interfering with the editorial independence and First Amendment rights of the journalists at Voice of America and the other networks it oversees. In a 76-page ruling, U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell found that PAC, quote, and his team violated the First Amendment rights of its journalists. It also found an extensive pattern of penalizing those U.S. AGM and network employees whom defendants regard as insufficiently supportive of Donald Trump. So despite having lost the election by more than 6 million votes in the popular count and 74 electoral votes, what's left of the Trump campaign legal team continues its attempted coup. On Saturday, federal judge Matthew Brann issued a scathing ruling rejecting Trump's request to stop the certification in Pennsylvania due to unfounded claims of corruption. And on Sunday, they filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Oh, please. But maybe there's a change in the air. Slowly but surely, several more prominent Republicans on Sunday called for Trump to end his legal challenges of President-elect Joe Biden's victory and to start cooperating in the transition process. Chris Christie, former New Jersey governor and Trump friend and ally, called the actions of Trump's lawyers a national embarrassment.
I've been a supporter of the president's. I voted for him twice. But elections have consequences. And we cannot continue to act as if something happened here that didn't happen. You have an obligation to present the evidence. The evidence has not been presented. And you must conclude that if you're unwilling to come forward and present the evidence, it must mean the evidence doesn't exist.
Senator Pat Toomey, a Republican from Pennsylvania, who's already announced he's retiring, said Trump should concede because his lawyers had, quote, exhausted all plausible options. And on Monday morning, we learned that a group of leading Republican national security experts, including former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, urged congressional Republicans to demand that Trump concede the election and immediately begin the transition to the incoming Biden administration. Trump's refusal to permit the presidential transition poses significant risks to our national security at a time when the U.S. confronts a global pandemic and faces serious threats from global adversaries, terrorist groups, and other forces. The signers include Ridge, former CIA Director Michael Hayden, and John Negroponte, who served as DNI. But from today, in attempted coup news, the Detroit Free Press writes, quote, for what is believed would be the first time in history, Michigan's election board could deadlock Monday on certifying the state's presidential election results. By law and by practice, certification by the Board of State Canvassers, comprised of two Democratic appointees and two Republican ones, is supposed to be a routine sign-off. Certification acknowledges that Michigan's unofficial results match the tabulated vote counts. It follows a two-week period of double-checking in Michigan's 83 counties, where some inaccuracies in the unofficial numbers, as is normal, were found and corrected. But these are not normal times. The climate is hyperpartisan, disinformation is rampant, and Republican President Donald Trump and his team of lawyers are spreading false claims, working to somehow overturn election results in Michigan and other key states and upend President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the Electoral College. The article continues, if the board showed no signs of acting to certify, someone would almost certainly sue in the Michigan Court of Appeals, seeking an order requiring the board to do so. Such an order could then be appealed to the Michigan Supreme Court. Once court proceedings are concluded, preferably before the December 8th safe harbor date by which Congress is required to accept Michigan's electoral votes, Governor Gretchen Whitmer would certify the state's 16 presidential electors ahead of the December 14th convening of the Electoral College. Got it? Yeah, me either. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.